The Guardian.
American support for Georgia during the recent fighting there has cemented relations between Georgia and the West and highlighted Georgia's ambitions to join NATO, which the alliance has agreed will happen at some point in the future. But Russia has been angered by what it sees as a US-dominated alliance forming around it. An agreement this week between Poland and the United States allowing part of a US missile defense system to be based in Poland has only heightened tensions. But Washington argues that the new defense system will protect Poland, the US, and much of Europe against attacks from rogue states like Iran. While NATO is shoring itself up against potential new threats, however, many would argue that it's not dealing with existing ones, like the insurgency in Afghanistan, particularly well. I asked our security editor, Richard Norton Taylor, whether NATO has lost its focus.
Well, I think you'll find a lot of people in NATO, both senior officials but also NATO governments, will say, yes, the organization has lost its focus for a number of reasons. I mean, it was built up as a military alliance during the Cold War. Now, a lot of countries cut their, including Britain actually, cut their defense budgets after the fall of the Berlin Wall, you know, 1989 and so on. And the first big crisis, the first time NATO has actually joined or come together in a ground conflict against the Taliban in Afghanistan, and it is not winning. It's a NATO conflict, and NATO says we'll embrace this conflict, we'll together fight the Taliban, and they have not. And that is very, very serious, unprecedented, I think, when it comes to the, you know, questioning the credibility of the NATO alliance. Yet at the same time, of course, we've got other countries like Georgia, former Soviet Union, Soviet bloc countries like Georgia and then Ukraine, wanting to join it because they say they're concerned about Russia.
So, as you mentioned, NATO was set up in a very different era. So is it simply no longer the right tool for the job?
That's a good question. I think a lot of people are asking that too, and because it is essentially a military organization, as we say. And what kind of military exercise is it going to get engaged in the future? Everybody says now, and he's sort of saying, I would say, saying sort of minister and official would say that you cannot win the battle against any insurgency, and certainly not against Taliban in Afghanistan by military means alone. I mean, British generals would say that. We can maybe help initially sort of secure the ground, but you've got to have civil reconstruction of the country and so on and so forth, hearts and minds and all that. And that NATO cannot do. And NATO is essentially a US-led, US-dominated military organization. There's a lot of debate actually going on now about what this alliance is for. Now, a lot will depend, actually, I think, on the US presidential elections. I mean, NATO is not going to dissolve, but it may slowly become increasingly redundant, especially if one thinks that, you know, no one is going to use military power against countries. I mean, the US made it quite clear that it wouldn't use military power to help Georgia, for example, and it's certainly not going to do it against Ukraine.
If NATO has lost its way, it's not quite sure what its role is in the modern day. What does it have to gain from allowing countries like Georgia and potentially the Ukraine to join?
There is an increasing realization amongst even establishment figures, really, and independent analysts who are pretty conservative, really. So it's not a sort of right-wing, left-wing ideological sort of interpretation. And that is that NATO is becoming sort of redundant and indeed should not have even encouraged Georgia and it should not encourage Ukraine to join it, because that's going to be destabilizing. I mean, let everyone calm down. Russia is where it is. And already we've got the Baltic countries, you know, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania and so on, joining NATO, banding, and also as a question, as we know, of Poland and the US now agreeing not only on having missile defense system in Poland, which the Russians say is against our missiles, which it may not be, but also you're getting, because the Pole asked for it, 100 US troops in Poland manning American anti-missile missiles, which are notionally targeting against Russian missiles, which is all, again, a sort of rather theoretical. It's not going to happen, but it could happen by accident if this sort of mini-army.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.